up
or
on
corn silks.
Silk?
Mm-hmm. Or tassels.
And that the tassel, now is that in the shuck or is that up on the stalk?
Well, the tassel sticks out.
Uh-huh.
And the corn silks are what you brush off.
Uh-huh.
It's all part of the same.
Uh-huh. Well, if we have a corn plant, oh my, I'm good. And let's see, we have a big old ear of corn here with some corn silk.
Well, this is the tassel.
This is the tassel.
Mm-hmm. Then the shucks around, and then the little silks are down in. You take a little brush and get them out.
Mm-hmm. Any special word for this piece?
Oh, I've heard it, but I can't think.
And other things that you might raise, those things that you might grow out in your garden, about that big around, maybe yellow with a crooked
squash. Huh?
How about berries?
Blackberries. We have a small blackberry patch in back. My grandfather planted them, and he says when they bloom in the spring, that's always a sign of rain. And that has proven true. We always watched when the blackberries are in bloom, and that's a sign it's going to rain.
An early bloom means means a lot of rain in the spring, huh?
Mm-hmm. And it's going to rain while those are in bloom, and it works.
Huh.
Doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
We've watched that all 15 or 20 years.
Oh, I've got some blackberries. I'll start watching.
You do?
I just put them in there about this tall now.
Mm-hmm.
Sharp? Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm.
How about strawberries?
What about them?
Well, do you raise those?
We used to have strawberry patch around here.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Raspberries?
Mm-mm. It's mostly blackberries or strawberries around here.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. There are some blueberries.
Melons.
Watermelons, cantaloupe.
Any others?
There are mushmelons.
They're different. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
And these parasol-shaped things that grow wild.
Toadstools.
Uh-huh. Are these edible?
No. You mean mushrooms, the real mushrooms?
They're edible.
Mushrooms are edible, but
uh-huh.
Toadstools are.
Uh-huh. And why aren't toadstools edible?
They're poison.
Uh-huh. What did you do yesterday?
Worked.
If you've made up your mind that you're not going to do something and someone keeps pressing you, you might say, it's no good for you to press me because I've made up my mind and I
am not going to.
And that means that you
definitely aren't.
You will or?
Will not.
Uh-huh.
What do they usually say?
Won't. I won't do it.
Well, that isn't quite as definite as saying, I will not do
that
it.
That certainly doesn't. Bag it down.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
If you think you're able to do something and someone says, can you do this? You say, I
think so.
Uh-huh. How about might could? Is that at all common around here? I've heard that up around Stillwater. Students bring it in from other parts of the state.
Mm-hmm.
I might could. Well, I might could.
Mm-hmm.
How about these little birds that will hoot at night?
Owls.
Uh-huh. What kinds do you have? Little ones and big ones?
Around here, just owls hide in the barn. I don't know what size.
Uh-huh.
A small one would be a baby, but as far as species, I don't know of any small ones.
And these birds that peck holes in trees?
Woodpeckers.
Uh-huh. And the animal with the white stripes down his back?
Skunk.
And how about squirrels?
There are a few.
What kinds?
Just brown squirrels.
Uh-huh.
And there's some ground squirrels.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. A few.
No, ground squirrels, are they very big? Oh.
Oh.
Little. Teensy.
Is that big around? Or
no, about that long, about that size.
And these are what?
Ground squirrels are, I was trying to think of another name.
Why did you say ground squirrels?
Prairie dogs?
Mm-mm.
No.
Mm-mm.
Oh,